Territorial Force Nursing Service, 2nd Northern General Hospital, Leeds, Miss E.S. Innes, Principal Matron, the General Infirmary at Leeds, December 19th, 1920. Dear Madam Maud, I did not feel when writing my last letter to you that I had the right to say a great deal about Miss Whiffen, but now I think you ought to know the circumstances, and I also do hope you will be able to advise and help us. Poor Miss Whiffen has had a complete mental breakdown, and yesterday it was decided that she must be taken to a hospital for cases of that kind. The doctors felt that was her only chance. It is a tragedy because I am sure no woman could have had a more active and acute brain. She was so clear and definite in everything, as I am sure you know. I found her a very great help and had a very great admiration for her, and felt that one could always trust her opinion and advice. It is heartbreaking to see her as she is now. She has had many worries during all her war service, and although we did not realize at all at the time, as she never thought of herself, things must have made a deep impression on her. In some of her wanderings, she imagines and talks of air raids, and yet the doctors who were in France with her tell me so she was more calm and collected and full of care for others. In all her wanderings, there is something that has happened in the past which has suggested her delirium. The doctors consider that her condition is due to the great strain of her work during the war and since, and we do hope that she will have a pension, as even if she recovers, she will not be fit for her work again. Can you help us? Because we do want to make this right for her. She has done so much and never spared herself in any way. The officer now in charge of Beckett's Park, who was colonel before the hospital was transferred to the Ministry of Pensions, has reported the matter to Miss Davies. But I felt you would be glad to help us too, and so I am taking the liberty of asking for your help. It is terribly sad, and we are very upset, as everyone, men and women who worked with Miss Whiffen, admired her greatly. Miss Whiffen was on duty on the 11th of December. Yours sincerely, E.S. Innes.